Welcome to Miller Park in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dexter Fowler. Batting second. The catcher, Kyle Schwarber. Batting third. The left fielder, Chris Coughlin. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Anthony Rizzo. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Chris Bryant. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jorge Soler. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Starlin Castro. Batting eighth. The pitcher, Jason Hamill. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Addison Russell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Jason Hamill. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Scooter Jennett. Batting second. The catcher, Jonathan Lucroy. Batting third. The right fielder, Ryan Braun. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Adam Lind. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Chris Davis. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Shane Peterson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, John Segura. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Elian Herrera. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Taylor Youngman. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Taylor Youngman. And now, play ball. Dexter Fowler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fowler strikes out. 1 out. Kyle Schwarber is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Schwarber hits a fly ball into center field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chris Coughlin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Coughlin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Scooter Jennett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jennett strikes out. 1 out. Jonathan Lucroy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lucroy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bryant fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Braun hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. Adam Lind is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Castro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Anthony Rizzo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rizzo strikes out. 1 out. Chris Bryant is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bryant takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Soler is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Soler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bryant moves to second. Starlin Castro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Castro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bryant scores. Soler moves to second. It's Cubs, 1, Brewers, 1. Jason Hamill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hamill bunts in front of the plate. Lucroy fields it and throws to first for the out. Soler moves to third. Castro moves to second. 2 outs. Addison Russell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Russell hits a fly ball into center field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Davis hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Shane Peterson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Peterson strikes out. One out. John Segura is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Segura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rizzo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Elian Herrera is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Herrera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Russell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Brewers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dexter Fowler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fowler is 0 for 1 in the game. Fowler strikes out. 1 out. Kyle Schwarber is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Schwarber is 0 for 1 in the game. Schwarber hits a fly ball into center field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chris Coughlin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coughlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Coughlin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first, with Youngman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Taylor Youngman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scooter Jennett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jennett is 0 for 1 in the game. Jennett hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Coughlin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jonathan LaCroix is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. LaCroix is 0 for 1 in the game. LaCroix hits a fly ball into left field. Coughlin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Braun is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Braun hits a fly ball into center field. Fowler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Brewers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Anthony Rizzo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rizzo is 0 for 1 in the game. Rizzo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rizzo moves to second. Chris Bryant is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bryant is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bryant strikes out. 1 out. Jorge Soler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Soler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rizzo moves to third. Starlin Castro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Castro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Castro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jennett fields it and throws to second for the out. Rizzo scores. 2 outs. It's 2-1, Cubs. Jason Hamill is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hamill is 0 for 0 in the game. Hamill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Adam Lind is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 1 in the game. Lind hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Russell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davis strikes out. 2 outs. Shane Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-1 in the game. Peterson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Segura is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Segura is 0-for-1 in the game. Segura hits a fly ball into right field. Soler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Brewers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Addison Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. Russell hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Dexter Fowler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fowler is 0-for-2 in the game. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jennett fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Kyle Schwarber is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Schwarber is 0-for-2 in the game. Schwarber strikes out. Two outs. Chris Coughlin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Coughlin is 0-for-2 in the game. Coughlin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Coughlin reaches second base with a double. Fowler moves to third. Anthony Rizzo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Rizzo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rizzo is walked intentionally. Chris Bryant is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bryant is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bryant hits a ball on the ground towards third. Herrera fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Rizzo moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Elian Herrera is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Herrera is 0-for-1 in the game. Herrera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hamill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Taylor Youngman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Youngman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Youngman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Soler. Youngman reaches second base with a double. Scooter Jennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jennett is 0-for-2 in the game. Jennett hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Youngman moves to third. Jonathan Lucroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lucroy is 0-for-2 in the game. Lucroy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Castro fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Brewers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jorge Soler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soler is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Soler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Herrera fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Herrera. Soler moves to second. Starlin Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Castro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Castro hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Jennett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Hamill is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hamill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamill strikes out. Two outs. Addison Russell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Russell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Soler scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Cubs. Neil Kotz now pitching. Dexter Fowler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Russell. The throw from Lucroy and he is safe. Russell steals second. Dexter Fowler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fowler is 0 for 3 in the game. Fowler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Braun is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Braun strikes out. 1 out. Adam Lind is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lind is 0 for 2 in the game. Lind hits a fly ball into center field. Fowler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Shane Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Schwarber and he is safe. Davis steals second. Shane Peterson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Peterson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peterson takes first base on ball 4. Justin Grimm now pitching. John Segura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Segura is 0 for 2 in the game. Segura strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Brewers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Kyle Schwarber is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Schwarber is 0 for 3 in the game. Schwarber strikes out. 1 out. Chris Coughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Coughlin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Coughlin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Anthony Rizzo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rizzo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rizzo hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Cubs. Chris Bryant is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bryant is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bryant hits a fly ball into right field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jason Mott now pitching. Elian Herrera is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Herrera is 0 for 2 in the game. Herrera takes first base on ball 4. Logan Schaefer pinch hits for Neil Kotz. Logan Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Herrera moves to second. Logan Schaefer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Schaefer strikes out. 1 out. Scooter Jennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jennett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jennett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bryant settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jonathan Lucroy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lucroy is 0 for 3 in the game. Lucroy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Brewers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tyler Thornburg now pitching. Jorge Soler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Soler is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Soler hits a fly ball into center field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Starlin Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Castro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Castro strikes out. 2 outs. David Ross pinch hits for Jason Mott. David Ross is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ross strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Pedro Strop now pitching. David Ross now catching. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Braun is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Braun hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Russell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adam Lind batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lind is 0-for-3 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Russell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Castro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Brewers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Addison Russell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Russell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Russell hits a fly ball into center field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dexter Fowler is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fowler is 0-for-4 in the game. Fowler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Peterson. Fowler reaches second base with a double. Chris D'Onofrio pinch hits for Pedro Strop. Chris D'Onofrio is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. D'Onofrio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Segura scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fowler moves to third. Two outs. Chris Coughlin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Coughlin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Coughlin hits a fly ball into right field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Chris D'Onofrio now playing left field. Hector Rondon now pitching. Shane Peterson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Peterson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Peterson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Segura is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Segura is 0-for-3 in the game. Segura strikes out. One out. Elian Herrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Herrera is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Herrera hits a line drive into left field. D'Onofrio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hernan Perez pinch hits for Tyler Thornburg. Hernan Perez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rizzo scoops it up and throws to first, with Rondon covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from Miller Park in Milwaukee.